Tanks and missiles rolled across Moscow's Red Square today. It was the first time since the end of communism that such military hardware played a role in the annual Victory in Europe parade. Russia is borrowing a page from the Soviet Union to show that it is back on the world stage, even though experts say the country's military is in shambles. NPR's Moscow correspondent Gregory Pfeiffer was at Red Square today.
Tank treads clatter over the cobblestones of Red Square. Hearing them today, you'd be forgiven for believing you'd gone back in time 17 years. That's when Russians last saw heavy military equipment rumble through central Moscow. Bombers and fighter jets roared across the blue sky overhead as tanks and trucks bearing nuclear missiles belched diesel fumes into the frigid spring air. Presiding from stands lining the Kremlin's red brick walls was Russia's brand new president, Dmitry Medvedev, who took the oath of office on Wednesday. Some read today's ceremony as partly meant to bolster his assumption of power from his mentor, Vladimir Putin. Military bands played as thousands of soldiers marched to commemorate victory against Nazi Germany in World War II. The Soviet Union sacrificed more than 20 million lives in the conflict Russia calls the Great Patriotic War. Speaking from the stands, Medvedev said today's holiday is Russia's most sacred, and he praised his country's military tradition. Today, our army and navy are gaining power, he said. They are strong like Russia itself. Among the handful of Muscovites allowed into Red Square, veteran Alexander Grigorievich, a tank officer in World War II, said it was important for Russia to display its strength.
This is a message to President Bush. Those who want to change the world and start wars like the one in Iraq should watch this parade to understand they can't meddle in our affairs.
This week, Putin said including military hardware in today's parade doesn't constitute saber-rattling. But oil-rich Russia has increasingly sought global influence by confronting the West. Military analyst Pavel Felgenhauer says Putin personally ordered today's parade to include military hardware.
Putin wants to show that after 8 years, Russia, as they say, is up from its knees. It's a resurgent Russia, almost as great as the Soviet Union. He's standing there, great leader at the stand. It's propaganda.
Actually, Felgenhauer says the Russian military is in a dreadful state and getting worse. Corruption is rife among the officer corps. And a widespread tradition of brutal hazing of conscripts led to more than 450 deaths from beatings and suicide last year. And despite Putin's pouring money into the military, Felgenhauer says Russia has bought only a few new fighter jets and a handful of tanks to replace old Soviet-era hardware. On display today was some of Russia's most advanced weaponry, but even that, the experts say, is woefully out of date. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.